now call the board back in session. Next case, please.
Case number 9739, Peter and Betty Jean Triolo, south of Road 395, east of Bayview, east being Lot 10, Block E, within Bayview Estates Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement. State your name and address.
John Sabinosh, 13336 Cove Landing Road, Bayview Estates.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm Chris Holman, attorney for Peter and Betty Jean Triolo. If you'd like to have a seat over here for a second. Thank you. The owners of 3825 Bayview East, Bayview Estates, Lot 10 in Selbyville. We're here to request a variance from Chapter 115, Article 4, Subsection 115.125C, which requires a dwelling to be at least 10 feet from a side yard lot line. A survey was ordered in connection with a real estate settlement that showed the southerly rear corner of the dwelling is 9.1 feet from the side yard lot line. In order to comply with the county code, either the dwelling would have to be moved or part of the south side of the dwelling would have to be removed, and the dwelling is on a permanent foundation. Either of these solutions would represent an unnecessary hardship in that the expense of these solutions would be substantial. The variance is necessary because the violation creates a title problem and has stopped the seller from selling the property currently. This particular setback violation was not created by Peter and Betty Jean Triolo, who purchased the house in 1994. The violation was likely created by the original builder in 1983 when the house was complete. As you can see by the survey, the lot is pie-shaped and is narrower in the rear of the lot than it is on the front of the lot. It may have been difficult for the builder to square off the back of the dwelling within the lot line, although it's just conjecture at this point. The current owners have made no changes to the footprint of the house since they purchased it. The violation was created 23 years ago, and there's not been a complaint about the violation by anyone, including the adjacent lot owner. Since the violation is 23 years old, and there have been no complaints about it, the granting of the variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood and will not be detrimental to the public welfare. We are requesting a 0.9-foot variance, which is the minimum that will afford relief. I would like to call John Sabinosh to testify, a real estate agent familiar with property values in the area. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Mr. Sabinosh, are you a licensed realtor?
Yes, I am.
How long have you been a licensed realtor?
In Delaware, as of this March, will be 4 years.
Are you familiar with the property values of houses in Bayville Estates in Selbyville?
Yes, I am.
Okay. In your professional opinion, will the granting of the variance reduce the value of the property in Bayville Estates?
None whatsoever.
Okay. Is the house on a permanent foundation?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Would it be costly to move or reconstruct a portion of the building to comply with setback requirements?
Yes, it would be.
Do you agree with the statements that I made earlier?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you have anything else to add?
I believe the house as it stands on its footprint not only is part of the community and it's something that everyone is familiar with in that community, but it also stands to in keeping with the design and the upgrading of the community, and it has no history of bringing down the property values whatsoever in that area. As a matter of fact, the neighbors are happy with it the way it is, and they kind of look after that home as their own. All neighbors do there, so there really is no problem.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Hey, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Gabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Favor.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move we approve case number 9739 as I would take it all from central character to the neighborhood. It's been there for approximately 14 years, looks like. And,
okay, I would second that motion. I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9739. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Carried, case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Case number